This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Well, good morning, great morning, everyone. Rise and shine. Give God the glory. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, and I want to welcome you to another Global Empowerment Virtual Gathering. I am so happy that we are here, and we know that this is the day the Lord has made. We always make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. We are here again for another powerful time together in this global empowerment community where we are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. We believe in the words as recorded in John 10:10. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life, have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Today, we are activating the spiritual principle that we prosper even as our soul prosper. So I want us to get ready to get our hearts and our minds together. Let's activate that success mind today. Let's take a good, healing, deep breath in. And on the exhale, we bring ourselves present to this moment, right here, right now. This is your moment of power. This is your breakthrough moment. This is a defining moment. Next, healing, deep breath in. And on the exhale, we sit fully in this moment, in this sacred moment. And we decree and declare that we are fully awake, we are fully alert, and we are fully present right here, right now. Next, healing, deep breath in. And on the exhale, we turn our focus and our attention inward, and we tap into our rich inner life, that kingdom of God that dwells within. And we tap on the resources that are so readily and so easily available to us this day. And we just tap in now and we open up the floodgates. We open up the floodgates of love. We open up the floodgate of joy today. We open the floodgate of well-being. We open up the floodgate of abundance. We open that floodgate of success, that we are in the right place at the right time. We're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Let's tap in just a little further, and we open up our understanding and our insight. Take a good healing deep breath right here. And we open ourselves up for deeper insight, deeper revelation, deeper clarity, deeper knowing, a greater understanding of the vastness and the limitless potential that resides on the inside. We recognize today that our outer world is a divine reflection of our inner world. And today we make a conscious choice to allow wealth, abundance, and well-being into both of these worlds. as I move forward today to begin to recreate my outer appearance in the physical realm, I realize I must first tap it and open it up in my inner life. It's already there, beloved, waiting for you to shift your time, your energy, your attention, your focus inward to the eternity that is within, to the eternal life that you already possess, where there is no scarcity, there is no lack, there is no sickness, there is no disease. And today, let's sit in the undeniable truth. I can do all things through this Christ anointing that resides within me. It is my strength. It is my anchor. It is my guide. It is my direction. And I'm in divine alignment with the Holy Spirit's presence. I am divinely guided into every path that is open to me for my good. And everywhere I go, people always go out of their way to make things right for me, as I am always in a place to make things right for other. And today, we say that we live in harmony. We live in complete peace, joy, and bliss. It is a pleasure to be here in this physical dimension. And we say again, I am safe here in this physical realm. I am loved here in this physical realm. I am accepted here in this physical realm. This is my time. This is my season. Beloved, this is your day. Let us come up now and make this day a reflection of the glory of God that lives within us. And exhale and deep breath in. And on the exhale, if you had those eyes closed, go on and open those eyes and let's get ready to receive all that is meant for us to receive today as we are here. I am so overjoyed, so thankful, and so grateful for the presence of God that lives within, that leads me and guides me into truth with a capital T. This is the season that I know that we are being called to live in joy, to live in freedom, to live in well-being like never before. And for foundational scripture today, and I want to share today also from A Course in Miracles, but the scripture says to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The Amplified says, in this freedom, Christ has made us free and completely liberated us. Stand fast then, and do not be hampered and held ensnared, and submit again to a yoke of slavery which you have once put off. Galatians 5:1 Amplified. I want to talk about the joy of true freedom and how to tap in to this level and this dimension of freedom and joy and bliss, that no matter what is going on in your realm of appearance, you know how to be in this realm, flow in this realm, and live out of this realm every single day. And that is the joy of true freedom. And I'm sure that you can think of many reasons why right now you are not enjoying true freedom. And when I say true freedom, I'm talking about freedom with a capital F, right? I'm not talking about a freedom that we think that we should have a pseudo freedom, the freedom that says now we fit in and we're just like everyone else, but that is not true freedom. The fact of the matter is, we all have allowed many things to rob us of our right to have freedom. In order to really live a life of true freedom, you must first have a healthy definition of what freedom means to you. The Galatian writer talks about this liberty, being liberated, and this liberty that we have in Christ's anointing, in this Christ anointing. And you'll hear me use that phrase a lot, the Christ anointing, because I need you to understand that it is the power and the presence of that tangible anointing that lives within you, that goes beyond just a human being, someone that was in human form that walked the earth realm over 2,000 years ago. You've got to know that that Christ anointing, that Christ consciousness, that Christ awareness, that Christ power, whatever term you want to use it, you know that I am not a big advocate on getting stuck on words per se. And I know the words are very important, and I know the words have power. My point is that I don't want to argue over terminology and then we miss the meat and we miss the substance of what we're going for. Does that make sense today? We want to always go for the substance and the essence, the true essence of what it is we're standing for. We have been liberated because of this God consciousness, Christ consciousness, Holy Spirit's presence. We are made free because of that. When you get a healthy definition of what freedom means to you, that is your first indication that you are on your way. Because true freedom, beloved, is not measured by your social status, your bank account balance, or popularity. True freedom is not just an ability to come and go as you please. I'm sure you have heard that there are people locked up in prison that are living and enjoying true freedom. Why? Because they have found that place of peace. They found that place of rest. And they know that everything is okay. You see, I want you to take a close look at this today, because your circumstance alone should not dictate your level of freedom, your level of joy, or your level of bliss. Because if that is the case, then you are a slave and you are in bondage to this physical realm of appearance. And anytime it changes, then your joy level change, your peace level change, and you are not living in freedom. One of the things that I know that I am here to stand up and walk us out of in this season, and that is having a form of godliness, but denying the power. The day is over. The time is out for just using a lot of church lingo and religious phrases and putting on false masks, but we have no evidence of what we say we believe. That day is over. Can we just connecting right now and agree that we release that out of our life? We don't have to war or struggle. You just make a conscious choice right now. You're releasing that pseudo-religious lifestyle. You're letting it go. And we're going to be real and we're going to be honest. We don't want to have a form of godliness. We don't want to be religious and dogmatic and just have religious lingo and talk, you know, the church talk and speak in tongues and jump and shout and all of that. But there's no evidence of the power of the great God that we say we belong to, that we're connected to, that we are one with him. As he is above, so are we right here, right now. So you can be locked up in prison and be in a place of true freedom, of joy and bliss. Why? Because you realize that your life is more than just what you see in your physical realm of appearance. True freedom then has to be born out of something that cannot be measured by physical or tangible means only. True freedom has less to do with what you possess and everything to do with how you perceive yourself and the world around you. I need you to write that down. That is so important. True freedom has less to do with what you possess and everything to do with how you perceive yourself and the world around you. Perception is more powerful than reality. Write that down also. Perception is more powerful than reality. I'm sure that we all can attest, we've heard stories, if we've not known people personally, we've heard stories of people that are very wealthy, have a high social status, have influence, have clout. They are movers and shakers, but they're ready to drive that Rolls Royce off a cliff. They commit suicide. They're drug addicted. They're out of control because things does not equate success. Things alone does not equate joy, freedom, and bliss. There are many people that I have heard that have all those type of conveniences, can make choices anytime they want, but they don't have relationships. Their family relationships are in ruin. And some would even said, I would rather go back when we didn't have so much because we had a closeness, we had a peace, we had a joy. True freedom is not based on what you can possess in this physical realm alone, but it's all about how you perceive yourself and the world around you. Now, we've made this point many times. Perception is more powerful than reality. And you are a product of how you see and perceive and believe your position and your status is in this earth realm. How safe you are, how supported you are, how well things will open up for you, how well things will come together for you. True freedom is spiritual. Write that down. True freedom is spiritual. To be able to experience the joys of true freedom, I want you to consider the following. Because you have to stop for a minute and take a look at yourself so that you can judge and determine what dimension are you living in. You know, what realm, dimension, call it whatever you want to. What realm are you living in? Where are you being connected to? Where are you being enslaved? What level is it that you're being enslaved? Again, as the Galatian writer said, we've been set free. Do not go back and be enslaved in a realm of worry and distress and a realm of self-doubt and sabotage. Where are you connecting yourself? Where are you letting your energy rest? What's resonating with you? Because as you are on the inside, so will it show up on the outside. So we stop and we pause for a moment. And you have to consider the following. Are you constantly worrying about things you have no control over? Worrying about things you have no control over. And the first thing you have no control over is other people. What people do, what they think, what they say, you have no control over other people. Right? There are many things that may be beyond your control and it always have to do with other people because we have no control over that. Are you always reliving painful or disappointing moments? Now, all of us can get stuck there on one level or another. There's something about personal pain, disappointment, and injury that keeps calling us back. I heard Eckhart Tolle one day call it pain bodies that we have on a cellular level. In the church world, we call it spirits. We call it demons. Remember, the label's not important. You want to know the essence of what it is that you're talking about, right? So there's something about that that keeps calling us back over and over again. All of us get stuck there on various levels, particularly when we're dealing with people, situations, and circumstance. Husbands and wives, they fall into this trap all the time. I know married couples right now today, they're still having arguments over things that happened 30 or 40 years ago. And anytime they run into a disagreement, they go back and pull the whole list up. And what that means is that you're anchoring yourself there. You're aligning yourself there. We are spiritual beings. Everything is spirit. Everything is energy. And we connect like magnets. The energy comes together and it connects. It's drawn to one another. Those molecules are drawn and they connect and then they produce. So we all get stuck because of pain points, because of things that we lived. And when you see that person coming again that have pulled on you, sucked the life out of you, taken advantage of you, and they show up and they need something, you have no energy. Why? Because you're still in the place of how they pulled on you for so long, or how they disappointed you, or how they inflicted pain where you were concerned. And then we have to come all the way full circle and take full responsibility and know that we play a part in it all. We have to allow it, right? So are you always reliving painful or disappointing moments? Do you often compare yourself with others and then point out your weaknesses? Are you always reminding yourself of your weaknesses, of what you perceive as a shortcoming, as a fault, as a failure? No, we don't want to be there, especially in comparing ourselves to other people. You don't know the full story. You don't know what goes into or what went into them arriving at the place that looks good to everyone else. You know the old saying, the grass always looks greener on the other side. Other people's situation will always look just a little bit better than yours. In this season, one of the things that I look at is I look at young people and what they are able to accomplish in a seemingly like a short amount of time. We're living in a different time. We're living in a different age. But you can never begrudge anyone their success. Write that down. Because you have to remember, everything is spiritual. And whenever you go to a place of resentment or bitterness or begrudging, whatever you're doing to them, you're doing it to yourself first. So it gets turned on you first. So as we progress in our personal development, we want to make sure that we're coming to this place of true freedom. Because if you're not in true freedom and joy and well-being, then you are connecting and anchoring yourself with the energy of what you say you no longer want in your life. So I want to be very clear about this. In order for you to hate someone, you must first call up the energy of hate from within. You have to call up that indignation from within. You have to call up a spirit of resistance from within. And as it is inwardly, so it is outwardly. So I want you to always remember that. Remember, everything works from the inside out. So the moment you have to call that up within you, think about that for one moment. I want you to think about what happens when you're angry, when you're bitter, when you're just enraged, and when you're hating, and when you're spewing out something negative. It doesn't matter if you feel the person deserves it or not. I want you to follow me because this is important. It doesn't matter if that's who they are and they deserve it and they've proven that that's who they are. When you want to aim that indignation, that hatred, that rage in that direction, you first pull it up from within you. So you are the first partaker of what you are trying to send out. Oh, that's good, beloved. You're always going to be the first partaker of whatever it is you're sending out to other people. So there's a lot that we can teach on not putting faith in attack, not putting faith in people's ability to harm you or to hurt you. Because when you step into the energy of resistance, you first experience in your own inner self before you can release it outside. So you want to be in that place of balance and that place of peace and that place of calm. And for you to be saying that so-and-so aggravates the life out of you, you first aggravate yourself because you pull that emotion from within before you ever reflect it out on someone else. So we don't want to compare ourselves to others. We don't want to compare our weaknesses, our disappointments. So it's the same thing. The same way that you may do that to others, we even do that and turn on ourselves with criticizing and judging ourselves. All right? Are you repeating the same sabotaging patterns? Do you notice that you're stuck in a realm where you keep repeating the same sabotaging patterns? I want to let you know that intuitively, prophetically, we're in a season right now, even though summertime doesn't tend to be the season that we call productive, but we're in a highly productive season right now. There is a great opening right now for you to shift out of lower levels of emotion, lower levels of operation, lower levels of productivity. This is a season and an opening right here as we're in this month of freedom for you to shift out of some things. And so you may have noticed that sometime in June, you got another wind coming, like the end of May, June, you got another wind to get up and do something. If you're really open and aware of yourself, you notice that several weeks ago, you tapped the realm of clarity, even if it was just momentarily. Something was downloaded, something, an idea, a new way of feeling, a new way of being just came over you. And all of a sudden, you're more restless in your current situation because you know that more is calling, right? So we don't want to be those kind of people that's always repeating the same sabotaging habits without stopping and taking note of it. Are you always waiting for the other shoe to drop? Now, that's the place you don't want to be. You do not want to be in a place where you're always expecting wrong. You're expecting negativity. You're expecting it to go wrong. You're expecting people to hurt you. You're expecting things to go wrong. No, we have to break that off of us and release that. So if you've answered yes to any of those questions that I just asked, and we all have found ourselves there, what that indicates, if you've answered yes, is that you worry unnecessarily and you're making poor use of creative energy. You need to write that down. You're making poor use of creative energy because all that energy that you're using to worry about things you have no control over and always reliving painful and disappointing moments and comparing yourself to others and pointing out your weaknesses and judging and criticizing yourself and falling into the same sabotaging pattern over and over again and just negative, always waiting for the other shoe to drop. No. As people of power, as spiritual beings, with the power and presence of God living within, we have to do better. So it's time to wake up fully, right? That's a poor use of your energy. You can be using that energy to create, to see a vision for your future, to start working on parts of that vision every single day. If you've answered yes to that, then your self-doubt is at a point of setting you up for defeat over and over again. Notice, we're not talking about a devil. We're not talking about demons. We're talking about the way that you are making your choices about what you think about, what you meditate, what you dwell on, what you're looking at, how you're perceiving things, how you see yourself in this world, how you see yourself in relation to other people. You are making those choices. You are peering out and you are looking at those things. So anytime that you're in this negative creative energy, there is a misalignment of your energy and your focus is misdirected. And then you are lacking the ability to live and create the life of your dreams. And what's the life of your dreams? It's that life that you know that you are here to make. This is the year, beloved. I decree and declare, and I speak it into your life. You will have divine clarity this year. You will not go another year without understanding fully your purpose and without seeing the vision for your life. And making a concrete, real plan that the Holy Spirit could walk alongside you and aid you and assist you in that plan. Listen, I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked, A Course in Miracles. Now, that's powerful within itself. When you can take the full responsibility for your life, and you know that you are the CEO of your life, you are. This last phrase, when you can grab a hold of this, this is when you step into real power. When you can look at your realm of appearance and you can say, everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and I have received as I have asked. That is powerful. So that's not a place of weakness. It is a place of strength, because that place of strength says, if I ask for it, I don't quite know how I ask for it. I don't quite know why I would ask for this, but if it's showing up in my life and it is steady and it is constant, then there is something in me calling for this, connecting with it, anchoring it in my life. So you must take full responsibility this day for your freedom, for your growth, and for your joy. So let's come together now and activate this true freedom. And you can use these following three tips I'm going to give you to get on the right path. To activate the spirit of true joy and true freedom, you have to declare each and every day that you are okay. Exactly the way you are. Now I have to clarify this. You have to declare every day that you are enough and you have what it takes to make it. You cannot be in warfare with yourself, even when you're going through what we call personal development. You have to do that from a place of compassion, from a place of kindness, and from a place of love. Not from that beat yourself up, I'm so dumb, I'm so stupid, I'm so crazy, I never get it right, how did I get back here again, why am I here? No matter what's going on, and even in your stage of personal development, and no matter what you want to change in your life, do it from a position of love, do it from a position of grace, and from a position of compassion for yourself, and declare every day, I'm okay. Yes, there are some things that we're working on. There's some things that we are releasing, but I'm okay. And I have what it takes to make it. I'm enough. Number two, stay connected to the source of your strength. Stay connected to the power source. Realize that you are divinely supported. All things are working together, fitting into a plan for your good. Yes, for a plan for your good, a plan for your good, a plan for your good. I want you to drill that in so that that underlying negativity is gone and you will begin to believe it's all working for your good. There's a plan for your good. Number three, be grateful every day. for all that you have. Thankful for your home, thankful for your car, thankful for your clothes, thankful for the food on your table, thankful for the friends and relationship, thankful for the job that you have. Stay in a positive posture of gratitude. Find at least three things that you can really shout and give thanks for every day. Communicate gratitude to people you encounter. Say something nice to someone, and you'll be amazed at how much all of that comes back to you. Do not rob yourself of the wonderful joy of living and enjoying a life of true freedom. Take a good healing deep breath in. And finally, this is what we want to do. Make a quality decision today that you will leave from a place of clarity and vision. You have to do whatever it takes, whatever is necessary, to make sure you have the clarity that you need that will activate true vision. Because when you lead from vision within, rather than what you see in your physical realm of appearance, you are then on your way to true freedom. Don't rob yourself of the wonderful joy of living and enjoying a life of true freedom. And breathe all of that in. And on the exhale, we sit in the power of this activation. And we're so grateful that we're being activated down to a cellular level, that every cell in our being begins to wake up and live vibrantly and live alive in the bliss of joy and true freedom that has been delivered. And we make a conscious choice. We release the entanglements of bondage that we have already been liberated from, and it is so. All right, beloved, that is our time for today. And I just know that you are on your way. This is going to be a powerful and amazing year for you. It is not over. It is not over. We're just getting started. I want you guys to stick with me. Invite someone to our gathering every Sunday morning. Let's not be selfish. Let's be a blessing to other people. Let them know, because your life is going to look like what you know God said it should be. All right, beloved, let's sow seed today. Go to the website, ilonasanders.com. You can hit that online giving button, sow your seed, and we will thank you for it. It helps us continue to do what we are doing. All right, we'll be right back here next Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern time. I release you with many blessings for the rest of your day and your week until our next Global Empowerment Connection. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.